Glad to have you in here. Of course, last night, Mexico City Council held a session and quite a few things on the agenda, but I think we'll start off with one of the more important things as I see it. It looks like there's going to be a pay increase that is on the way for employees, and I'm hoping that you'll break this down for us. First off, how much of a pay increase is it? And just kind of explain the reasons why this is being looked at.
Okay, what we're looking at as far as increases go is for our hourly people, we're looking at basically a 6% increase, and for our salaried people, about a 3% increase. And what that comes down to is trying to get all of them, if you will, in about the same dollar values, okay, is where we're going at it. Why did we do this or look at this? Where were we at in this whole thing? Is that we found ourselves, like many employers right now, that we were finding it very hard to keep our people, let alone recruit. And we find ourselves down 8 full-time employees right now. And, you know, out of a staff of 85, that hurts us in order to try to just get basic services done. You know, as we all know, in the last couple of snowstorms, that we seem to be getting every Thursday. Now, we hope that's over. But,
yes.
But when you're down 2 people in the street department, that's hard to get all the jobs done. It just is. You know, 2 out of 8 people all of a sudden makes it pretty hard. You know, so, and we're seeing the same thing in public safety. We're seeing the same thing in our wastewater department. We're seeing the same thing in our admin jobs. And so we had to sit down and say, well what are we doing and what's going on? Well, to give you some background, the city about every 8-10 years, we go out and do a salary survey. And what do we do that for? Is we're really trying to sit there and say, looking at our wages, looking at our salaries, looking at our benefits, what we're trying to say is, how are we comparable to the market? Are we paying what we should be paying for doing the like types of jobs, for the skills that you're asking somebody to have, for the job that you're asking them to do? How are you paying in the market out there? Well, we did that about 4 years ago. And so we made some adjustments then. And that's about market. That's not about cost of living or anything like that. It's about, are you paying what you should be paying to get the people to do the job that you're asking them to do? It's that simple. And we found ourselves then that we had to make a few adjustments. Well, since then, we were to do some cost of livings and things like that. Well, we really haven't kept up with that. And what we've now found ourselves to be is we're behind the marketplace. So when we looked at our same type of peer groups and our same market conditions within our own community and surrounding communities and what people are paying, is we found ourselves lots of times $2,000-$3,000 below what others were. Well, you know, that boils down to a couple dollars an hour in some cases. And if you're that regular standard laborer type individual, would you come to work for us for $2 less, or would you go somewhere else? And that's really what it came down to. And so what we were asking last night was to say, we got to change, we got to adjust the market, we got to adjust our pay scales to say we got to do better if we want to keep and retain our employees, let alone attract. Because even when we were offering positions to people, they were saying, no, I'm not going to come to work for that dollar amount.
Yeah, and here's the next question that people will be asking. How do you pay for that is what people are going to say, and I think that you have an explanation for that as well.
Oh, yeah, that was, I mean, when you always put something together, the response always has to be, how are you going to pay for it?
Sure.
You know, and so what we did is we sat down and said, where are we at currently in this budget year? And because whether we call it savings or unspent funds, I mean, really they're unspent at this point because we didn't have people in positions because we've had these vacancies. And so when we look at what we've not spent in total salaries this year, what we've not spent in total benefits this year, these wages increases, this market adjustment that we're looking at doing, the money's already sitting in the account, so to speak, in the budget without a budget adjustment because we haven't spent it yet. So that the money is really already there. And, you know, but what I also have to look at is this sustainable? How is this going to go forward in future years? And some of the things that we're looking at is some adjustments that we already know about when we look at our loggers contribution, which is retirement accounts, when we look at our work comp accounts, when we look at sales tax receipts and all those things. And for the first time, we're starting to look at those things and say, yes, this is sustainable, and this is what we need to do. Now, if for some reason that doesn't become, then we're going to have to start looking at some services a little bit and say, hey, do we have to be doing all the things that we're doing? And so we may have to do some hard looks as we go in the future. But right now we're saying this budget year, the money's already there. Next budget year, we're already looking at we see daylight, we see that there's a way to do this, and if you're going to keep your people, do your job, and be able to provide the services, this is what we had to do. The other thing that we've seen, too, is quite honestly, is that the cost to retrain a lot of folks is very expensive. You know, replacement employees, I mean, you know, to send someone to the academy, $5,000 and $7,000, you know, just to get a commercial driver's license, $3,000. I mean, you know, so when you're paying these kinds of costs to retrain people, there's also an expense for replacement folks too. So you got to put all that into play, and we found ourselves in the position that we had to adjust for market, just had to.
Sure. Now the next question would be, when will people be actually seeing this increase go on their paychecks? When does that go into effect?
Oh, by the time everything comes into play and by the time it hits the pay scales, it will be basically the middle of next month.
Middle of next month.
Yeah.
Okay. And that was approved by the city council last night. You know, there's a couple of other things that you guys were discussing, and we had City Councilman Steve Haig in after the last council meeting, but last night a vote on this community state block grant agreement for the Mexico Memorial Airport was approved. If you'll just kind of recap that.
Certainly. Each year, the city does receive money through the Department of Transportation, and it's through a community development block grant, and that's for doing improvements at the airport. And we have an airport layout plan, which basically says, here's the things you need to be working on. Here's the things that you need to be fixing. And there's a schedule. And so the next project up, which we've been able to bank a few dollars from a couple years ago from the block grants and as well as the upcoming year. So this next project that we're working on out there is what we call the design. It's really for design services at this point. But it's for the displacement threshold of runway 6 and some runway lighting and edge lighting and pavement repairs. What is that really all said and done is that you're kind of shifting the landing zone just a little bit because there's some obstacles in the way that you want to make sure that you avoid when you're landing and taking off.
Yes.
That's the simple way to describe it.
Sure. Another thing last night, some money was approved from the Mexico Tourism to go to a couple of different organizations. I think the first was Presser, as they're getting ready to have an April production that will be going on. That was approved last night.
Right. What we have is through the tourism tax, which comes out of the taxes paid in the hotels and motels. What we do with that money is we in turn sponsor or provide it back as ways of sponsorship to events so that they can advertise their events and try to bring more people to the community. And a couple of those events that were looked at this year or right now, because we look at them all the time, but one of the things was the Presser Performing Arts Spring Production, and then some advertising for the Mighty Mexmo app that you can put on your phone and identify about businesses and things that's in the community and specials and all those things.
Yeah, absolutely. And both of those passed unanimously last night. Also, I think last night there was one appointment to the Mexico Park Board. As I understand it, one member had to go off of the board, and you were basically appointing someone to fill that term. Is that right?
That's right. We did have a resignation and due to kind of a relocation issue with them. And we had an application already on file that we had passed on just 2 weeks ago, and so we were able to go back and say, hey, are you still interested? And it worked out perfectly, and so we were able to now appoint Janice McIntosh to that board, and we welcome her board.
All right, that sounds great. Anything else that you want to kind of touch on from last night's council meeting?
I think that's it for this morning.
All right. Well, we certainly appreciate you coming in early this morning and getting us updated. And we'll see someone from the council again next time that they hold a meeting, which will be later on this month.